Once again, my brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful joy to be here with you and to look out and to see so many of you here who are involved in the ministries of our diocese, who offer yourself, your time, and your talents to bring Christ to others. As I look out and I begin after 3 years to know some of you anyway, if I don't know your name sometime, please, I'm one person, you're 14,000 or 400,000, so it's a little bit tough sometimes, but always remind me. But I see people involved in Catholic schools, in the CCD programs, RCIA. I see people who are involved in jail ministry, in the pro-life activities, respect life ministries of our diocese, those who are involved in youth ministry, young adults, family life. And I know I'm going to forget someone, but you know what I mean. We're all here. It's an expression of the name of our diocese. It is an expression of the body of Christ. This day, in a very particular way, emphasizes that because we come together to be renewed in Christ for our ministry. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you for all that you do, not only in the actual ministry that you perform, but also in preparing yourself well in prayer, study, and in preparation to execute and to bring the ministry to others. I also want to take the opportunity at this point to thank our staff with Margaret Alaria and also Jaime for helping us, Jaime Reina, who has helped to put this together with their staff. So I really want to express my deep gratitude to all of them and to those who will be speaking today and assisting in so many ways. We all come together for one purpose, to witness to our faith to one another. What strikes me in the readings today, and as I read them on retreat last week, I thought, oh my gosh, what in the world am I going to say? It's talking about sin. None of us sin, of course, which means we're all liars. So so what St. John says, if you say you don't have sin, you're a liar. So I think we're in safe ground to talk about the sins of our ministry. And I think it's very serious. When we look at ministry, whose ministry is it? It's the ministry of Jesus Christ. From the bishop to the priest, the deacons, consecrated life, lay people, all the way to express the whole church. We are here to express our faith and our love in Jesus Christ. And so if we look at it from that context, what is the first sin of ministry? The first sin of ministry, I believe, is a lack of charity, is a lack of love. We all love the ministries that we do, I hope. But more than that, we love Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ came to express to us, to live God's love, God's mercy for us. And so on this day, as we renew ourselves, we refresh ourselves in our ministry, I would ask that we examine ourselves, asking the question, do those whom we serve in ministry first and foremost meet love in me? The church is so rich in tradition, is so rich in the expressions of life, that sometimes we allow the rules and regulations to precede charity. If you want a baptism, this is what you're going to have to do. And you know, young couples who may be far away from the church and they come to their parish for a baptism and that's the first thing they hear. How about welcome? We're glad you're here. We love to be here to serve you. Or young married couples, or teenagers in the classroom that are having difficulties, or those who may be going through the trauma of a difficult pregnancy, or even contemplating taking the life of their child. We need to examine ourselves. Is the first thing that they meet in us God's love and God's mercy? And if there's not, I would say that we have sinned in our ministry. And as St. John says, maybe not in a grave way, not in a mortal way, but certainly in a way that does not invite people into the life of Jesus Christ, does not show them God's mercy. And so I would present that as the sin of all ministry, from me as bishop all the way to all those who serve in our parishes. And it's certainly something during this year of faith that we can all examine ourselves on. Are we an expression of God's mercy in whatever ministry it is, visiting hospitals, visiting nursing homes? And the list goes on of all the beautiful things that we do in the name of Jesus Christ. First and foremost, we come to bring his love. We come to express his mercy in our own actions and words. There are two others that I would like to point out to us today, and they're more internal among us. Because as you know, and as I've spoken so often of, we are called to a life of communion, not to just individual ministries, but to express the body of Christ. My ministry is as valid as it is with everybody else when we all come together to express the one reality of God in its different forms. And St. Paul speaks of that so beautifully when he describes the body of Christ. The ear is not the nose is not the mouth, the feet is not the hand, but we need all of it to work together. It is a life of communion. The church is communion. And where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. And so it's doubly important for us to build in our parishes and through the parishes and the whole diocese to build the spirit of Christ, the spirit of communion, the spirit of mutual love, mutual understanding, which means I understand you, or I try to, and you try to understand me. It's not one-sided anywhere. It's the same in a relationship in a marriage. It's not the husband trying to understand his wife, and it's not the wife just trying to understand the husband. It's a mutual life. It's not children trying to understand the craziness of their parents, who won't let them do what they want to do, and it's not the parents trying to understand their crazy teenagers. It's mutual, putting ourselves into the shoes of the other person, seeking that understanding. Why? So that Christ can live among us. Because where there is unity and communion, Christ is there. Where there is discord, where there is a lack of charity, where there is a lack of mercy, Jesus is there, but we don't know it. We don't recognize that. And so it is a life of communion that we are called to build up. And when we look at the reading of St. John today, and he speaks about these sins, we can also see that there are sins among us. And I would turn to Pope John Paul II in his letter Novo Millennio Iniunte in the 43rd chapter, where he speaks of careerism, and I forgot the second. It'll come to me. And competition. Careerism and competition. What does that mean to us? It means that if I, as bishop, take upon myself that I have the career to be a bishop over you, that's a sin against you. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And so our ministries, whatever it is not a career. It's not a badge I hang around my neck to say, look who I am. It's to say, I'm here for you. And so our career is the career of Jesus Christ. It's not to draw attention to ourselves. It's to be true servants. And so we can sin within the body of Christ by seeking careers. You know, I'm the greatest choir in the world, which they are. But we don't hang that badge on ourselves. We do our music as service. We don't serve the homeless and the poor of our city so that we can get awards. That's careerism. We do it because we are Jesus Christ for others. And so let us keep that in mind this year as we are trying to grow in our faith, to put aside the mentality of careerism. I'm here to serve. That's all we have to say to ourselves. I'm here to serve. And competition. This is something that the human race has been plagued with from day one. My ministry's better than yours. My organization in the parish does more than yours do. Look how many medals we have on the wall. You don't have half of those. This idea of competition among us, my parish is better than your parish. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We are not here to compete within the body of Christ. We are here to build it up. And you know, as it is in a family, sometimes in a family, one kind of lags behind. And St. Paul speaks about this, the weaker members. And so what do the stronger ones do? They don't criticize. They don't compete. They take up the slack. Because what's important is Jesus Christ in his body. Without that, we enter into competition. You're not doing as much as I'm doing. And so I would encourage us to look at these sins, the sin of a lack of charity in our individual ministry, the sin of careerism that we may take upon ourselves, and the spirit that could be, and I'm sure in many places, even within my own life, competition, jealousy. These are the things that the Pope pointed out to us that bring down, that taint the body of Christ. And this is what we want to rid ourselves of. And we can only do that as we follow these last words of the gospel today, which St. John the Baptist left us when he was kind of being lifted up as perhaps a career prophet. One who was in competition, perhaps, with that other guy over there that is starting to baptize with the Spirit, Jesus. St. John didn't enter into a career, and he wasn't in competition with Jesus. He simply said in those last words, "He must increase, and I must decrease." Not so that I am not worthy or that I put myself down, but the more that Jesus Christ increases in our life and among us, the more we increase with him because we are our true selves. And so on this day in which we spend together reflecting on ministry, reflecting on the various aspects of ministry together, let us work toward an increase of faith, asking for the gift of an increase during this year of faith, so that Christ, within the body of Christ, within the Diocese of Corpus Christi, will increase in us and among us as we decrease and find who we really are in God's love and mercy. God bless you.